All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in nearly 2 years as the head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur has illustrated that he is clearly not the guy for the job. Shurmur's record is 7-20, which includes the Giants losing their last seven contests of this season. Questionable play calling by Shurmur, along with bad in-game management, has helped to make the Giants one of the worst teams in the National Football League. Under Shurmur, the Giants have shown absolutely no signs of improvement whatsoever. The Giants have one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and their offensive line play has not been great either. And the bottom line, is it time for the Giants to move on from Shurmur? And the answer is yes. And the only possible replacement that I can think of for the Giants to go after is former Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. Now, McCarthy was fired as the head coach of the Packers last year, and it's a situation where he flirted with coming in to take over the New York Jets this past offseason. That didn't work out. But I think the fact that McCarthy has now had a year to sit back and reflect and get his act together, I think he'd be the right guy for this job. Remember, he worked with a young Aaron Rodgers. He helped mold that Packers team. And of course, they won a Super Bowl championship at the conclusion of the 2010 NFL season. Now, of course, I don't think that Daniel Jones is Aaron Rodgers, but I still believe that he can be a productive NFL quarterback. Still has to work on his pocket presence. Most notably, the blind side pressure, also protecting the football, because he does have an issue with fumbling. And, you know, defensive ends and outside linebackers are definitely going to come after him, which we've seen so far in his young career. But John Mara, the Giants co-owner, he can't be thrilled at the fact that his team has only produced two winning seasons since their last Super Bowl championship back in 2011. The Giants have really fallen on the wayside. They're well on their way to picking in the top five of the draft for the second time in the last 3 years. And something's got to be done for this team. You have your franchise quarterback and Daniel Jones. You're wasting the talent of running back Saquon Barkley. Granted, he's injured. He has been injured this year. But if you're the Giants and if you're GM Dave Gettleman, you stoke so much to the draft class here in 2019. You got to get it turned around sooner rather than later. You had three first round picks. Okay, Jones has shown some potential. DeAndre Baker, the cornerback, he's going to be a work in progress. I mean, chalk it up. Everybody's not going to come in right away and be an impact player. I get that. So, you know, he's going to be a work in progress, as is this defensive line. The Giants do have, or are expected to have, at least $60 million in cap space coming in for the 2020 season. They gave up a lot to get Leonard Williams from the New York Jets, so they're going to have to go out there and pay him now, along with the fact that they parted with a third-round pick, which could be very early on for the Jets at the pace that the Giants are going on right now. But the bottom line is something has to be done. Last year, the sentiment was the Giants needed to move on from quarterback Eli Manning. They did that. The sentiment was, you know what, we need to part ways with wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. They've done that. And the situation clearly has not gotten better for this team. The time is now to turn things around. Shurmur could be a good offensive coordinator. We saw that before with the Minnesota Vikings, but he is not an X and O's guys as far as leading a team and leading men. The Giants are 2-9. At this point, you figure with two games remaining with the Philadelphia Eagles, a contest with the Miami Dolphins, one with the Green Bay Packers, and one with the Washington Redskins, I highly doubt a situation where the Giants win all five. I highly doubt situation where the Giants take 4 out of 5. At this point, if the Giants finish this season with a record of 4-12, consider themselves lucky. But under no circumstance whatsoever. Should Pat Shurmur be coaching this team come 2020. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com has been brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.